This is a WQHY-FM special news update
with Gorman Collins Jr. and Floyd County Judge Executive Robbie Williams.
Appreciate you having us on today. Currently, Gorman, we don't have any confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Eastern Kentucky or in Floyd County. I want to stress that, but I don't want to downplay the importance of people keeping their social distance. There's no need to panic, but there's a cause for concern. And I tell folks, go on living your life. Just be aware of your surroundings and your distance to folks. Now, one of the things that has come to my attention yesterday was the CDC posted on their website, and this was interesting. There's been no confirmed cases of anyone getting the coronavirus from a door handle, a desk, or a surface. So today, this is a 100% airborne illness.
Yeah.
That's what the CDC has posted. So what we need to do is we need to realize there's no humidity in the air. It's wintertime. Someone coughs, sneezes, they have it. This will linger in the air for 3 or 4 hours. So, you know, just be aware of your surroundings, where you're at. I think we're going to be fine. Let's take the necessary precautions. Don't be in groups of no more than 10 people together if you don't have to. Actually, less than that, if possible. But also remember to try to keep your distance from folks and don't be in each other's face. And if you're sick, don't be out in public. And another thing I like to throw out there is that we had a lot of folks yesterday. I noticed in like Walmart and Food City. At the peak hours in the middle of the day. Try to spread out those times that you visit these stores. Go off the non-peak hours that we don't have so many people in there at once. There's no reason to rush to the stores and load up and hoard stuff. We're not to that point yet. We're still fine. I honestly believe that if we don't have a case here, we'll probably have something somewhere in Eastern Kentucky. But there's no reason to panic. This is very manageable. It's a lower respiratory virus. But the issue is folks who are over 60 and have a compromised immune system. That's the folks that's going to affect the most. And another cause for concern is some people are carriers. But don't show symptoms.
Yeah.
And I worry about, you know, folks carrying this in on mom and dad and
that's the biggest concern. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big concern.
And they've also set up a lot of different places have made it so that senior citizens come in at certain times where they actually ask other people not to come in so that they can limit the being close to people
and absolutely
paying bills,
getting
groceries.
I saw that. Was Dollar Store, Dollar Store's doing that?
I think the Dollar Store's doing it. Food City's doing it. Appalachian Wireless is having a time where seniors can come in and pay their bills, and that's the only thing they ask is that they just be seniors. Some of the other people, the restaurants are, they're opening up drive-throughs and curb service, and they're doing their best to make sure that, the normal life of our people around here is somewhat carried out. At least you can go ahead and order food and come in and do different things. And, you know, because we've all got to go ahead and live. I mean, it doesn't mean that everything ends or anything like that. And it's like you said, we just need to be cautious but not panic.
Absolutely. It's, you know, continue to live your life. I think if we take these preventive measures today, it's going to be great for us. I mean, it really helps us to nip this thing in the bud. If we let it get a foothold in Eastern Kentucky, then we're going to be up into June or July before we get past this thing. And so I think if we take these precautionary measures today, we'll be fine. But I'm telling these young guys, I hear these young people, I'm not worried about it. Well, you're a young man, you're healthy, you're in good shape. And they say, there's only 2%. 2% of the people get it, pass away. But like I said, in folks with a compromised immune system and those people over 60, that number's much higher.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 2%, but it's not 2% across the board. that number jumps up dramatically for folks over 60.
They need to be concerned about the people that they're coming and bringing it to.
Absolutely.
As opposed to themselves. You know, grandmothers, grandfathers, especially be careful around those people. And anybody you said, like with
a compromised
immune system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's a problem.
Absolutely. But, you know, we're still trying to conduct business at the courthouse. The courthouse is, the doors are locked. We have the drive-through, Chris Wall's office. I have to give Chris credit. Everybody, when he put that drive-through in, what's Chris doing putting a drive-through in? Boy, that drive-through's handy today. I mean,
it sure is.
You know, he's a rock star today. So maybe he's seen something we didn't. I have to give Chris credit. His staff's doing a great job. And a lot of the things that in the deed room, in the clerk's office, they can handle through that drive-through. And that's worked out well. If you need to get in the sheriff's office, the PVA, the county attorney, or my office, the judge executive's office, call ahead. If it's something that we can't take care of over the telephone and you do need to come into the office, we'll have someone to meet you at the door one at a time. We're going to limit our exposure. So that's sort of the protocol that we have at the courthouse today. Our county government's running. We're there. If you need us, a lot of these things we can take care of, you know, via email, fax, through regular mail. But another thing, too, if you're in another county and you want to license your car, you can come to the Floyd County Courthouse, the drive-through. We can do it here. So if you're in Johnson County, Martin County, you know, McGoffin County, and you need to get your car licensed and you don't want to go in the courthouse, come to Floyd County. We got the drive-through. We can take care of you.
Yeah, that sounds good. And it seems like you all have this in hand, and for what we're taking care of right now. And Robbie, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and inform some of our listeners. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, if that's okay.
That absolutely, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to make folks aware of what's going on in our community.